Matt, what are your options at this point at middle linebacker? Do you think that Chase played well enough where you stick with him, or are you giving a fresh look to Mike Hall, and do you expect Anthony to be available this week?
Multi-part question. I mean, I think all those guys are in play. Chase did a good job. Again, sort of second time for him. He's been kind of thrust into a starting spot unexpectedly and really did a good job. He's a big head, got a big head on him that runs and hits and sticks it up in there and stuff. So I thought he did a good job. Again, when we've asked Mike Hall to fill in and play, he has. And, we obviously had a plan to use Steph a little bit as well last week and got him some work. And he obviously got a little nicked there in the middle of the game. So, I think he's just kind of day-to-day, and we're going to go through the week and see how he is. But, I think Chase didn't do anything to discourage me the way he played. And, but we're always going to try to just find the right fits and the right matchups for all those guys and how we can utilize them.
And Neville Hubin being back, is that
an issue?
Or has he shown enough over his NFL career where you think maybe he could play?
Sure, why not? I mean, he's played ball for us. I mean, I'm proud of Nev, the way he kind of worked to get himself back. And, when we released Neville in preseason, and he had a tough deal when he got banged up, kind of a tough timing issue. We couldn't really hold a spot for him. And, and I kind of literally the last thing I told him when he left was, hey, man, like, get your body right, get yourself in shape, keep working, and there'll be another opportunity. And so I'm kind of proud of the way he's worked himself back into the mix and excited to see him get a chance.
Mac, where on your list of priorities is making Tom Brady uncomfortable?
Sure, if you got the answer to that, that'll be number one on my priority list.
Talk in general about the challenge this week about going, but first Brady.
Nothing going against Tom Brady. There's nothing easy about it, obviously. And if you allow him to just sit back there and be comfortable and not having, don't affect him in any way, obviously he's going to have a level of success. So, that comes in different ways. It comes with, again, like everything, trying to get pressure, obviously, as best we can, whether that's blitzing or getting our rush. And, he's seen it all, so trying to give him some different looks maybe and seeing, showing him some things that he hasn't, just to give him that half a pause, and make him, have to decipher something, I think making him uncomfortable isn't just from a rush standpoint. I think we've got to try to find a way to, I don't think he's going to get that rattled. I don't know that that's in his nature, but we have to do as much as we can to try to get him just that much more uncertain as much as we can.
Isn't the ideal scenario getting him with four?
Well, it helps. I mean, again, it's like anything else. Anytime you're adding into the rush from pressure, you're taking away from your coverage element and you're exposing some things back there. And again, he's really, really good at seeing that happen and seeing that coming. So, it's difficult to fool him on pressures and they always have answers built in, quick throws and outlets for him to get the ball out. So, you're going to have to pick and choose your spots on where the pressures come. And, obviously ideally if we can get pressure with a two-man rush, that'd be great too. Obviously we can have nine guys in coverage. So, the less rushers you have to bring and the more you can dedicate to coverage, because, they do some different things in the pass game, obviously, and they have some weapons. That's ideal.
Matt, when you went back and watched the film of that last drive, what was one thing that stood out to you?
I was disappointed, obviously. I thought we played okay up until that point, in spurts, and there were a couple other things. We just didn't make a play. I always examine myself first, and a couple calls I wish I had treated differently. To be honest with you, they got the ball back with 3 minutes left. They had one or two timeouts plus a 2 minute warning. I didn't get in a 2 minute mode. I didn't think fast enough as a caller. Like, I was kind of like, they can still, I wasn't sure they were just going to start opening up and cutting it loose. In hindsight, they didn't have a lot of success running the ball on us. So I feel like they didn't think that, in my mind, I was like, well, they may be conservative and run or screen here, early to try to get the drive going before they really got into it. But they kind of came right out and opened it up and were going empty and stuff. And so early on, we gave up that one play up the seam, the very first play. And, I was literally thinking screen there, to be honest with you. So, there's a couple calls that I was just, not that they were bad calls per se, but I was just, my mindset was kind of a little different. So, and honestly, Fitzy made two good plays. The throw on the sideline. you know, that was a coverage we hadn't played all game, you know, and Fitzy kind of got out of the pocket a little bit and hit that comeback on the sideline. I mean, Tank's closing back to it. I mean, it's a good thrown catch on the sideline. And then, you know, the long one they hit right up the seam. I mean, same thing. We're closing the pocket on them. I mean, so, you know, obviously, like, that was the most disappointing thing for me was just not getting that stop. I mean, we obviously had been battling all day and got momentum back a little bit when we scored. And I don't think there was a man on the sideline that didn't feel like if we got the ball back to our offense, we were going to be able to take it out. So, you know, I always examine myself, and I'm always critical of that. So I was kind of disappointed that I just didn't maybe make a perfect call or a little bit better call to win a couple of downs. And that's just what I told, you know, the team, the defense. I mean, we have to find a way to get a stop there. Like, somebody has to make that play. And, you know, I told them it's all of us. You know, I may not make the perfect call, and, you know, those guys got to help bail me out sometimes, or I may be able to call us into something, and, you know what I mean? So we just – there are about three or four plays that we didn't have – someone's got to find a way to make a play. You know, we don't let them out of the pocket, you know, and we get them down in the sack, or Tank gets that ball on the sideline, or we pop that ball up on the long one that got us down there. You know what I mean? To be honest with you, the thing I was – probably most proud about was after the long play and they went into more of a, you know, run the ball out. I mean, there's, you know, X makes a great play, Smart trying to get the guy out of bounds to stop the clock. And even on the third down play, you know, I thought we were close to drawing some holding calls, which would have stopped the clock too on a third down run where they're trying to set it up. So, you know, even after the long play and they were obviously in field goal range at that point, they were just trying to run a couple plays. I mean, I thought our guys really had good situational awareness of attacking the ball, trying to, you know, draw a penalty to stop the clock. You know, X is trying to ride, you know, Martin out of bounds at the very end there on the second down play. So, I mean, I was happy that they kept trying to, you know, play through the situation at the end. So, I mean, I'm always critical myself, so I wish I'd call some better stuff.
Was there any thought given to letting them score because the clock was upside down?
Well, that's not my decision. No. I mean, the only time you would possibly even think about that would have been after obviously they got that long seam route into the field goal range. And we still had the one timeout. And again, like I said, I thought if you go back and look at the second and the third downs, and we had chances to get the clock stopped. I mean, even if we hold them, I mean, if they call that play out of bounds and it's 50 seconds left when we get the ball back, I mean, you know, need a field goal. So I don't know that we ever got truly into that mode. I mean, it wasn't discussed with me. So.
Good linebackers have been through a rough year. Raekwon and mm-hmm. Lawrence and Ray. Chase has been told, I guess, at the last minute twice you're a starter.
Yeah.
Have you seen evidence that has had any effect, excuse me, on this group at all? Or, I mean, realistically, you would think that it would.
Yeah, not really. They're kind of it's an interesting crew. I don't know if you guys spend a lot of time talking to them. They're pretty kind of even keeled straight across the board. Sometimes I want more of a reaction out of them than I get, you know, so... it's they all just sort of shrug their shoulders, and I don't know if it's just because that's for 2 years now, it's sort of been the nature of that group or what. They just kind of go, okay, I'm up, or who's playing this week, or what am I doing? And they don't, I mean, literally none of them even blink or hesitate about things. So no, they've, you know, we give all those guys work and we prepare them all, you know, and all the quote backup players, and we prepare them all to be ready to play. And that's obviously a mantra that we preach, you know, team-wide about next man up and being prepared. So they're pretty, like, nonplussed about the whole thing. They just kind of shrug it off and go in and play ball.
Without the distractions, would they have performed better?
I can't say that. Who can say? If we have a season without any distractions, then I'll let you know.
In terms of Anthony being weaved in last week, was it a function wanting to reduce Lawrence's workload at all? Questions of wanting to be better in coverage, or merely something Stephon had showed in practice?
Probably a, you know, multi combination of all that. I mean, I just, you know, my thing to Adam, you know, I've been watching Steph and, you know, on the scout team and running around, and I just really like the way he's been practicing and showing. And it wasn't necessarily just Lawrence, but just I felt, you know, my sort of argument for getting him active and involved was just, you know, he's a big, young player that can run and hit and do some of those things and has some fresh legs. And I wouldn't say it was directly, you know, in terms of Lawrence, but just in the group in general, I felt like it would benefit, you know, that crew to, like, have, you know, somebody take some snaps off some of that group and just, again, be a fresher athlete that can go out and do some coverage stuff and close some space and hopefully alleviate some of the things. And he will, you know, he was doing a good job. You guys saw the one, you know, the third down he had down sort of in the high red where he closed on the back. And, you know, so it was really a little bit of both. I mean, just, again, I don't think it was specific to Lawrence. It was a little bit of the group. And then just me watching Anthony, be like, man, we can use a guy that can do some of the things he can do athletically.
There's been this thought that Cam Wake is not human, that he's like a robot.
I don't know about that.
But, mm-hmm. He can't get tired. Nah. Like 40 snaps 2 weeks in a row, no bye week. Is he human? Is he susceptible, just like the rest of them, to fatigue?
Is that a real question? Is he human? Yeah, he's human. I'm concerned about, he's human. I'm pretty sure. I don't know, I haven't done any scientific research on that. You know, you worry about that with all those guys. It's not, I haven't seen, again, I've mentioned that as we've been here throughout the whole season. I mean, we're, you know, aware of all our guys, you know, all our, especially our veteran guys that, you know, similar to the same question I just answered about the linebacker room and you know, just guys that are playing a lot of reps. And so, you know, you're aware of that with Cam at all times. I haven't, truthfully, haven't seen a, you know, a downturn in his play. He's been doing fine and doing everything we ask of him, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, I'm not watching him going, man, he stinks. Can we get him off the field? I mean, I think we try through the week to handle those guys and keep them fresh. And I think in terms of him being not human, I mean, I just think he's, you know, again, one of the best. I mean, him and Sue are two of the best I've been around in terms of using the week to take care of their bodies and prepare them. You know, I mean, he knows how old he is, and he knows what he's done throughout his career to prepare and put him in this position, and I think he continues to do that. So, you know, I have utmost faith in his preparation during the week to get himself ready to play however many snaps we ask him to play, you know. And if I really saw a decline or whoever saw a decline in his play, then we'd address that.
Ted, did you see Pico's performance in coverage, especially given that Gronkowski could be running against your defense this Sunday?
I would assume that Gronkowski's going to be going against their defense this Sunday. You know, I think Kiko does a good job. I mean, we put a lot on Kiko, a lot. We ask him to do a lot of things for us. So I think he ends up in, you know, tough positions at times. We put a lot on him to do. But I honestly think he's been pretty good. I mean, he probably had a couple kind of squirrely busts last week. But in general, he's done a really good job. You know, I mean, I'm always aware. I mean, like I said, just between mentally, matchup wise, I mean, a lot of things. We put a lot on Kiko Alonso. He does a lot for this defense. Does a lot for me as a play caller. He gets a lot of people lined up, makes a lot of checks. We always basically put him on the hardest matchup possible. Period. You know, so we're going to put him in spots that are tough for him at times, and he's going to have his moments. But I'm happy with the way he's performed so far, for sure.